From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Barack Obama made history Friday, becoming the first sitting president to visit Hiroshima, where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb on August 6, 1945, towards the end of World War II. After Obama laid a wreath at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial, he spoke of how the event should never be forgotten.
71 years ago, on a bright, cloudless morning, death fell from the sky and the world was changed. A flash of light and a wall of fire destroyed a city and demonstrated that mankind possessed the means to destroy itself.
Obama went on to say he came to honor those killed in the bombing. Obama did not apologize for the decision to drop the bomb on Hiroshima and underscored the friendship formed between the two former enemies. On the final day of the G7 summit, leaders of the world's richest economies said British voters should choose to exit the European Union next month, it could have disastrous effects on the global economy.
Le second aléa.
French President François Hollande says it's one of the most significant problems facing the global economy. The issue wasn't on the formal agenda for the event, but it was a topic of concern among the leaders of the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Britain. In most recent opinion polls indicate those favoring Britain's exit from the EU have a slim lead over those